Hey, this is KYW's Dave Uram with today's Minute with Merrill after the Eagles blow out the LA Rams 37-20 on Sunday Night Football. In today's episode, we talk a bunch about Saquon Barkley and what went well for the Eagles. However, I wanted to let you know that we recorded this moments after the game and shortly before Brandon Graham told reporters that he suffered a season-ending injury, torn triceps. So Merrill and I did not get a chance to speak about that in this episode. Without further ado, here is today's Minute with Merrill. Merrill, I have two words for you, and it's the name of the Eagles star running back, Saquon Barkley. Your thoughts?
Well, I've never seen anything like that, and neither are the Eagles fans ever. In all the years of the Eagles, going back to 1933, nobody has ever gained 255 rushing yards in a game. The closest was Shady McCoy in that Detroit snow game where he had 217, breaking Steve Van Buren's record of 205. But Saquon Barkley crushed the record. He had two runs of over 70 yards each, including the first carry in the second half. To call him amazing would be an understatement.
He had 302 yards from scrimmage. Merrill, the Rams had 290 total yards from scrimmage. He outgained the Rams on his own. I mean, it's just a remarkable, remarkable performance.
It was remarkable. It truly was.
You on the broadcast spelled out the word route, R-O-U-T. Did you expect it to be this lopsided?
No, I actually thought it was going to be a very close game that could go either way. Now, last year, Eagles played very good again, very well against this team and ended up winning by 9 points. But this just got away from the Rams, and everything the Eagles did was right. Saquon was incredible, but Jalen Hurts was great. The defense made play after play after play. I mean, there was a point where the Rams were 0 for 10 or something on third down conversions. The Eagles just, it was a close game early, but after that, once the Eagles got rolling, it was no contest whatsoever.
Where do you think, and you mentioned this during your broadcast, where do you think the Eagles at 9-2 stack up with the rest of the league?
I would have to say, after this game, that they're as good as anybody. I mean, listen, there are great teams like the Lions. Now, you play the Lions, you're going to be in for a fight for your life. We talk about, on the other side, teams like Kansas City, teams like Buffalo. These are really, really good football teams. So I don't want to say that the Eagles are better than the other great teams in the National Football League. But right now, the way they're playing with 7 consecutive wins, I think right now they have a shot to beat anybody they face.
You know, this time last season, they were 10-1, and then obviously we know what happened after that. But Merrill, I get the sense that this team's better equipped to handle
There's no relationship between what was happening last year and this. You remember they squeezed by a lot of several games they shouldn't have won. Nothing here has been squeezing by. They are winning convincingly. They took on Washington last Thursday night in what was supposed to be the big battle of the season, and they beat them solidly. They're just really a good team right now. Great coaching, great playing, just everybody working as hard as they possibly can. This was an excellent team.
And now they have a little bit more of a lead in the NFC East because the Commanders lost to the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's 3 games in the loss column.
And of course, that is a good thing for them. Merrill, great call in the booth with Mike Quick. The Eagles are at the Ravens in week 13, a 425 game. We'll preview it throughout the week. Always appreciate the time. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.